Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We are finally back on video. We have had to do a lot of virtual podcasts lately, but we're back. Welcome, welcome. We hope that you guys are enjoying all the spooky episodes. And today is like one of the spookier of spookies. So if you guys have like little kids around you, I mean, they're not like terrifying, like, but they're a little spooky. So just like, yeah, read the room a little with the audience that you're around.
Yeah, this episode is your scariest spooky encounter. Yes. And it's not necessarily skin related. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Maybe don't listen at nighttime.
Literally us recording at 8 p.m. I'm actually like kind of nervous.
I love it.
I hate being scared.
Well, we just got done eating dinner at Kazu Ramen. We've talked about that before. It's so good.
It is amazing. We love it. It's here in Gilbert. It's like right up the street from Flourish. So if you're ever in town or if you guys live here, you need to go check it out because they're freaking awesome. But yeah, we just get their ramen bowls and we had like a fun little ketchup meeting-ish vibe. Kind of.
Yeah, it's
that's what we consider meeting is us going out to dinner.
Us going out to dinner and yapping.
Yeah.
It's what we do best.
But it's been great.
Yeah.
But what's your updates?
Oh gosh. Okay. I am, what's today? Is today Saturday?
It is.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
My surgery's in 4 days.
Oh, I'm screaming.
So I've just been kind of prepping for that. I've started posting on TikTok. Riddle me this. I spend hours on hours filming content for makeup. 31 days of Halloween, which we're still going. It's been so much fun and I have a lot more cool looks coming, so go Yay. Follow me. But lots of hours and they're fine. Okay, the views are fine. I post a ratchet video of me sitting in my car before I go into work. I don't even have any makeup on because I've gotten in this nasty habit of doing makeup in the break room right before my clients.
Amazing.
Gotta work on that. But anyways, I post a video in my car talking about my plastic surgery. Blows up.
As it should.
Blows up. I said, I'm so sorry. I put no effort into this. Why does that always happen? The things that go viral and do well have the least amount of effort. Yeah. It's actually insane, but it's been interesting seeing everyone's comments. Some people are very passionately against plastic surgery.
Yeah, unsolicited.
And you know what? That's fine. To each their own. But people are acting like I've never researched what I'm doing.
Girl.
I've been getting several messages. Last night, I gained like 50 new followers.
Amazing.
In like the span of an hour. I don't know why it was hot last night. But it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. One girl that was saying not nice things ended up following me. I'm like, why are you following me?
She's like, I can't wait to see you botched.
She's praying on my downfall.
Literally. She's like, this can't be real.
She's going to be like, haha, I told you. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's going to be great.
Your nose.
I'm so excited. I fully trust where I'm going. I feel very confident and comfortable. I love my doctor's work. And so I really am just excited to get a brand new nose, a brand new chin. Well, not really a new chin. It's not going to look that different. But I'm just excited because I've wanted a nose job forever.
Yeah.
Forever. So
as long as I've known you, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
It's one of our bonding things.
It is. Yes. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I can't wait to get sliced open.
Love.
So
yeah. I'm excited to hear about the recovery. You guys will hear all about recovery in next week's episode.
Yes.
So tune in. Clickbait.
You want to hear
Rachel
it?
Got her nose chopped off. Voldemort.
I come in looking like, not small enough.
So funny. Oh my gosh. Literally, have you seen those TikToks of the lady who like scoops the nose and it literally is like touching their forehead?
The surgeon in Turkey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like what the frick?
Insane.
I would cry if I woke up with that nose.
Oh no, same.
Like, and the people's noses before like are good. Like they're not even like, I'm gonna like a bad nose. Like, I don't think anyone has like a bad nose, but like, especially like, these people on the table, theirs aren't like so in need of like a giant cosmetic change.
Yeah.
But they leave with like a nose a quarter of the size that they came in with. And it's just like, boink, little who knows.
It's crazy. Yeah. I agree. They're giving the who's a run for their money.
For real. They said who, who. So funny.
Oh my gosh. So, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say, I think plastic surgery is great. I don't think it's anything anyone has to do. Just do it if you want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah. I think that this year, this is like, if you guys have been fed up with us talking about plastic surgery, like, it'll be done like next year, okay? Like, we'll stop talking so much about it next year, but like, this year is the year that we get to talk about it. And yeah, no, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be so great. And I really hope that your recovery is like Slim Jim easy, you know?
Yeah, me too. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to look crazy.
Take the pain meds.
Yeah, I have pain meds. I ordered Arnicon bromelain supplements.
Oh, good. Did you get the peptide that I sent you?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, you can go pick it up from Strive. Just like swing by.
Where's Strive?
Do you know where Indie Clover is?
No. Do you know the crossroads?
I think it's like Cooper and Warner. Just past Gilbert.
Okay. I'll look
Gilbert,
it up.
Gilbert, where, you know, Stapley?
Mm-hmm.
Stapley turns into Cooper past Baseline.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Not too far.
I'll get that.
Like literally like 7 minutes away from your house.
Okay. We'll be getting that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Honestly, I'm fully expecting to be swollen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Swelling is good, though. We want it a little swollen. That'll help. Yeah. But then it snatches to the nines and it looks amazing. So, we're so excited.
Eek!
Can't wait.
Okay. How's your week?
My week was good. I feel like I've just been busy mom mode. Running around, doing all the things with my children. Back to work, finally. Oh my gosh, my last work day. Rip. It was back to back. But it's because I've had to compile all of my clients onto, like, I haven't worked a Saturday yet this month, and I typically am working every other Saturday.
So you're just squishing them all together?
Yeah. And then I missed two Tuesdays because of my surgery and California. So I'm like a little behind with my clients. And so I had to shove them all in 2 days this month. And I'm feeling it. No lie. I'm feeling it. But I would rather, like, I personally really like working one long day than two half days.
Yeah.
Or I guess two like full days, you know?
Yeah. How long is your long day? Like, how many hours would you say you're working?
Like 12 to 13.
Whole.
Back to back.
You're like
most
a nurse.
Of the time. Oh, for sure. Most of the time I don't have a lunch.
Lita.
I know. It's like, it's not good. I maybe pee once if I get lucky. But I also don't drink water. It's like, it's the day, it's my day of fast. It's my fasting day of the week. But yeah, no, I prefer it. It makes the day go by really fast most of the time.
Busy days do go by really quick.
Yeah.
I agree.
And it's nice. Just like most of my treatments are about like an hour, like 45 minutes to an hour. But then if I have just a bunch of peels and it's like bam, 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 bam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun. But yeah, it's been really good. I got my girls their Halloween costumes.
What are they?
So Jovi is a unicorn fairy and Tommy is a bunny.
Cute.
Yeah, it's super fun. And we went to Vertuccio Farms this week and we like picked up pumpkins.
I love Vertuccio.
And like did all the fun things that are over there. And then we painted pumpkins and it's just fun. We've had like a good fall week and this week has finally started to feel like fall. So I've loved that. Did I already do California update? I think I did. We did last week.
You talked about the cute coffee shop.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, other than that though, not a ton is going on. I decorated with, well, I guess I didn't. My employees decorated Flourish for me, a little spooky vibes, and it's so cute. And we have just all the holiday festivities coming up. And I'm already trying to think of Christmas and like how we're going to pull that off and all that stuff. So, yeah, lots
it's
of things.
Crazy. So we're coming up on how many years of podcasting?
I think, okay, 2022, 2023, 2024, we're completing our third year. Wait, right?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Wait, all of 2022.
2022, 2023, and now we're completing 2024. So almost 3 years.
Holy crap.
What?
I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be going on our fourth.
It's like high school. We're going to be seniors.
Is that right?
I think so. I think. Wait. We start January.
January?
2022.
How is that right? Because Tommy just turned two.
2020?
And I was pregnant with Tommy.
Two? 2023? 2024?
Are we ending or starting our third year?
I think we're ending.
Okay,
I don't
people
know.
Are
it's
screaming
kinda
at
late.
Us.
It's kind of late.
I'm just going to resign from this mathematical question you ask me.
Well.
Anyways.
Remember we did
we're
this.
Not I mean, math smart, but what's your favorites this week?
Mochi.
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 Love.
From Kazu Ramen, where we just stayed at. I tried the green tea mochi.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Love.
Really, really good. I like for my birthday, I just want a cake of mochi.
Yeah. Yum. Delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Love that.
What's your favorite?
The espresso color from Lululemon.
So cute.
I've gotten a pair of leggings, a bra, and a pair of biker shorts this last week in that espresso color. And I like can't get enough of it. It's so cute. And everyone should get a piece.
They're so nice. Cute.
Yeah.
My brain is like ruined because every time someone says espresso, I start singing me espresso.
Yeah. She really like tagged that, you know?
No, she did. She's
good though.
Trademark espresso.
100%. Also, did you see my TikTok today about the apple?
No.
I showed people on TikTok how to tell or like how to pick out a good apple. Do you know how to pick out a good apple?
No, teach me.
Like what kind of apple do you like to eat? A soft apple or a crunchy apple?
Crunchy.
Of course. It's the best, right?
Yes. A crunchy Honeycrisp apple.
100%. That's exactly what I want.
Yes.
So the way to tell if you are going to get like a nice crunchy, crisp, yummy, delicious apple is if the bumholio is tight. Have you seen that?
Like tight.
Have you seen the bottom of an apple? Like when the bum of it.
I can't say I've looked up an apple's butt.
Go check out my recent TikTok.
Okay.
Because if the bottom is like flared and open, mm-hmm. then that means it's going to be a softer apple. If it's really tight, then that means like if the bottom hasn't blossomed out yet, then that means that it's still really tight.
Okay.
And like yummy and crisp and everything. So
you just changed my life.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that everyone now learns that about apples. I didn't know if everyone knew that. And then have you ever tried a kiwi berry?
What is that?
It's a kiwi that's like a berry without hair. And they're about this big. And it's...
So you can just plop them in your mouth like
yep,
grapes?
And it's so good. The Ooh. Inside looks like a little kiwi.
And they're not hairy?
Go check out my TikToks.
Okay.
Just go look at all my TikToks I've made in the last 5 hours.
I will go be stalking you.
Amazing.
You've also been popping off on TikTok.
I've been doing quite a bit on TikTok lately. I still don't have many followers at all, but we're going. I think I've gotten probably like 300 to 400 in the last 24 hours. But like for having, you know, but this is the thing.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But like if one of your videos has 50,000 views and only like 300 of those people actually follow you, like that's like a lot of people who don't find you interesting.
That's why you just have to keep running with it and answering the comments, which you are doing, and you're slaying it.
Thank you.
They'll come.
Yeah, it was great. And it was thankfully a video about Flourish. So we've gotten a lot of bookings, which has been fan freaking tastic. So
pop off.
Love. Yeah. Well, should we dive in?
Let's do it. I like got really sleepy and I realized I forgot we're doing video recording. Oh, yeah. And I've just been like staring at this corner this whole time.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
I'm sorry I'm not lively today, but
okay. It's okay.
Let's get these stories. Do you want to start?
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay.
Wait, do we have scary music?
No.
Okay.
I don't have scary music.
Okay.
That's a little too scary.
I love when the bad broadcast does that.
Oh, yeah. She's good at that. Okay. This one says, one time I was at Target and it was like evening, nighttime, and kind of stormy out. I was putting stuff in the car and was walking to return my car, and there was a car parked close nearby and someone was in the passenger seat towards me and starts screaming, help me, super loud and banging against the window. I freak out and run to my car and lock the doors and call the police. I'm not sure what ended up happening and they were supposed to send someone. I'm not sure if they were trying to kidnap me by having someone come close or they were actually kidnapped, but it was so scary. That is actually like chilling because, you know, like people frame that all the time. Like they'll use like a toy victim, like, you know, like someone that's actually like on their
they're getting
team.
Creative these days. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for example, people will put like the sound of like a baby crying like on your doorstep for you to come open the door.
Or strollers on the side of the road.
Yes. And then like they come snatch you. And how terrifying.
I'm glad you ran away to save yourself because you just never know. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to live that way because it's like obviously you want to help if you can, but you just can't trust anyone anymore.
What's interesting is like the instant manic that she had. Like, why wasn't she screaming help before? You know?
That freaks me out. Yeah.
So it makes you, like, I feel like you did the right thing.
Oh, that, like, but really
knowing,
freaks
but
me
like,
out.
But knowing myself, like, I would have probably run up. Like, my dumb arse. You know?
See, my instinct, fight, flight, freeze, I am out of there so fast.
Oh, I fight.
I'm a runner.
I'm not fast.
You're ready to throw hands.
Yeah.
Square up.
Yeah. Well, and I typically conceal carry.
Yeah.
So fun fact.
That's why I feel safe with you.
Thank you. Thank you. But no, that, it freaks me out. And I think about this all the time because I am always out with my kids. It's always during this time of the year that like I get super like antsy about taking my kids out and about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just like, there's so many people out shopping and it's like everyone's out with their kids, especially in Arizona during this time because the weather, like you can finally go outside.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the creepers are out to play, especially here because of that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can we just talk about like, although I'm on paranoia TikTok in case anyone didn't know. Let's just edumacate really quick.
Okay.
You see your backup camera covered. Dunk it out and uncover it. Just drive away. You see something under your windshield. Drive away. That actually happened to me the other day. But then I saw it was EOS.
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay, I don't know for sure. So I just leaned out my window and grabbed it. I didn't get all the way
out.
Yeah,
good.
Another way. I now jump in my car. When I open the car door, leap in because people have been known to hide under the car and slice your Achilles so you can't go anywhere.
Scary.
And fall to the ground. So I now leap into my car anytime I go anywhere. If there's anything shoved in between your handle of your car, don't touch it. And people are getting so creative. That's what's so scary is every day I feel like I'm seeing a new tactic.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, you, of course, always see, like, a video of her mom, like, of a mom who felt like someone was following them. And it's just, like, it's so real. And, like, that has happened to my siblings. Thankfully, to my knowledge, it hasn't happened to me. But what has happened is, like, creepy old people approaching me all the time at the grocery store. Like, and wanting to like pet my kids because like they have blonde hair, blue eyes. And like, you typically don't see, it's honestly not that common. I feel like I don't know if it's just from where we live, but to see towheads like my kids, like such white hair and such bright eyes. And of course my daughter Jovi, she's like a social butterfly. She'll just like literally come up to you and talk to you. And so it's hard to just, I don't know. navigate with little children. And I'm more scared for my kids. Like, yeah. I'm not as scared going out by myself. Actually, scratch. Since getting my boobs done, I have actually felt less safe.
Really?
Yes. Like, and they're not even that big, but like, I just feel like...
like just more eyes on you now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think I could have passed for a teenage boy before I had boobs.
What'd you say?
I think I could have passed for a teenage boy.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Before I had boobs. No, but that's something I did notice, like, over like the last couple of weeks was just like going out. I'm like, I don't know.
It's interesting.
Or maybe it's just because I'm healing and like I don't feel like I could fight as well. Maybe that's like my instinct.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Hopefully, because I'm not a puss. Just kidding.
What?
I said I'm not a puss. Just kidding. No, but like, please, girls, be safe out there. Like, really, please. Yeah. Okay, next one.
Yes, let's do it. Okay. This isn't super scary, but one time when I was little, these little people came and rang the doorbell and me and my mom went to answer the door. I think I was like 7. They said their car broke down and they needed to borrow our phone. So my mom gave them our landline phone and they called someone to pick them up and they said they'd be back to come get the car. Yeah, well, a couple of days later, the car was still sitting there and hadn't been picked up. So my dad called to report it. Turns out the car was stolen. The police came to our house with pictures asking us to identify the men that showed up at the door. And I still think it's the coolest thing I've ever done to date was identify a suspect.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
Ugh.
Freaky.
See, what I get scared of, like things like that, like obviously she wasn't, like her home wasn't targeted. You know?
Yeah.
But I just get scared of like people knowing where I live.
100%.
Like, do you remember, this was like 6 months ago, yes, when I had that peeping Tom,
yep,
at my house? Like, that freaks me out.
100%.
Like, don't know where I live. And like, I don't think I shared this on podcast. I got followed about a year ago. I was in my car and a man followed me and I was just making turns until he went away. Terrifying.
I hate that.
So never go home. Never go home.
Yeah.
But... no, ugh, that's a sleigh identifying a suspect.
No, if that happened to me, I would call Ryder and tell him to meet me outside with a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, next one says, scariest thing was watching the horror movie when the entity or demon is present, the lights would burst out, like explode. I don't remember the name of it. I was like 14, but when the movie was finished and the screen was black to roll the credits and all the lights in my living room bursted and out of... burst it out, my whole family was spooked.
No.
Yeah, no. See, this is the thing about scary, like, about talking about scary stuff. I do feel like you invite it in a way.
100%, like, yeah.
No demons are allowed at Flourish. Get out of here. If you think you're welcome, you're not. But that's something that, I don't know. I always get, like, the chills. We were talking, you know, like those creepy, I'm not going to say their full name because I don't want to see one on my way home, but those walkers.
Oh, the one, like,
ones like you've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my mother-in-law, sweet Darcel, we were in California and she brought up, I don't know if she like saw a video or if she knows someone, I don't know, but she had recently just talked to someone who like saw them.
Ryder
so willingly was like, oh yeah, like Rachel and Jason have literally seen one and like was trying to like describe it and everything. Every single time it sends a chill down my spine. Every single time.
Yeah, it was the scariest thing I've ever seen to this day.
Barf. Don't like that at all. It freaks me out. So...
which I won't rehash everything because I tell it every year. But if you want to know that story, go back to our last Halloween episode.
So spooky. It's with our husbands.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, freaky, freaky. But I actually hate that this happened to you because that sounds a little like the joke. No, the ghost was playing a joke on you when you watched that movie. He then came into your home and said, spook.
No, the way I would immediately bless the house.
100%.
Immediately.
Whipping out my cross.
Like, that is so scary. I'm putting a salt circle around my bed.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Scary.
No, that actually, I would probably move out of the home if that happened.
Yeah. Very spooky.
Okay. Another one. This isn't my personal scary story, but I had a coworker I was working with who sliced a client's neck open with a dermaplane blade, and the client sued the spa. Oh my gosh.
Wait, I'm like not okay. That's kind of freaky.
That is so scary. I like wonder how deep she got.
Well, it seems like it was semi-deep. And why was she on her neck?
I go on the neck.
No, but like at an angle that you can be slicing.
Oh.
I don't know. Like I don't, only for some clients I like do.
Like I get the peach fuzz like.
Yeah.
Like I don't go all the way down, but just like the top part of the neck, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel. Okay. Wait, I'm going to have you read the next one because I just got this one too.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So next one says.
Barf. I just read the first line of the. Okay, read.
I'm scared. Okay. Okay. I grew up in a small town, and there was this house at the edge of town, old, and it was kind of falling apart, and everyone just kind of avoided it. People would talk and say that it was haunted, but no one really believed it until some weird things started happening. There was one night when my friends and I were bored and dared each other to sneak up to the house. The plan was to just go in, take a picture, show everyone we did it, and then leave. The moment we stepped inside, it just felt so creepy. The floorboards were creaky. It smelled disgusting. And so we joked around at first, trying to pretend that we weren't scared. But the deeper we went in, the quieter it got. And there was a weird feeling like we weren't alone. We went up to the second floor when I heard a little whisper. It was almost like someone was right behind me. I turned, but no one was there. I thought I was imagining things until my friend gasped and pointed to the corner of the room. There, half hidden in the shadow, was a dark figure. It was too dark to see clearly, but I could feel it staring at us. We didn't wait to figure out what it was, and we just bolted. We ran out the front door and didn't look back. We didn't talk about it after that night, but none of us went to the house again. And to this day, I still wonder what we saw or if it was watching us the whole time we were there.
Oh.
Have you ever seen like, okay, also I want to say for these submissions, I guess if you listen, you know, my brain is very all over the place. And I just think of other things when I read these stories, but have you ever seen, like, a figure in your room?
100%.
Okay. I feel like that's a universal thing a lot of people experience, like, waking up in the night and, like, seeing things.
Yes.
Like, partially because you're tired, but then other times it's like, whoa, what did I just see? And part of me also thinks, too, like, my sleep paralysis I've gotten, like, that is really freaky, too. I don't know. What do you think?
When I lived in Utah, this was from the ages of like 9 to 15-ish. My bedroom was in the library of our home. Said home was my stepmother's and it was a mansion. For sure haunted. Like 100%. There was literally 5 stories to the house. Like it was humongo. And my freaking bedroom was the library. And I saw the exact same, like, I'm going to say presence, felt and saw every single night. Every single night. And it would be like sometimes in one area of the room, other times in another area of the room. And it was so, so, so spooky to me. And yeah, like I 100%, like, the fact that I can remember it even now to this day is like, I don't know. I feel like it was real in my brain.
It's just like that icky feeling you get.
Yeah.
Like the same feeling. I get this feeling when I watch like paranormal scary movies. Like I just get this like almost like a like a shiver, like coldness. Yeah. Like, it just feels icky.
Yeah.
Ugh. I, like, yeah. don't know how to explain it, but I feel like just, like, that feeling.
Yeah. Well, if you end up feeling that feeling in, like, a normal scenario, like a day-to-day thing, like, what do you make of it?
It's interesting.
Like, do you think that it's, like, a warning? Or do you think it's just, like, a visitor?
I don't know. It's interesting. I just started thinking, my brain is in, like, a million directions. Because I'm like, do we think that, like, the dead can just follow us around and see us?
Yes. I think so. Like,
they could be chilling in these chairs across
from 100%. Just, they're like, tee-hee, ha-ha.
They're just having a live show, a podcast show.
Yeah. For free. Get out of here.
Actually, you know what? I just remembered saying that out loud. I do know a girl who can see spirits.
Oh, wait. I think you've told me about this person.
Because she saw my grandpa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I, like, don't know.
Like, is she a medium?
No. I just think she's gifted. And so maybe a medium. I don't. It's not, like, a job or anything. But, like,
wow.
I just know that she has seen some things that have proven to be true, because how would she know otherwise?
I need to meet her immediately.
But yeah, and I'm not, like, super close with her or anything. It's more
let's have her on the podcast,
a family friend. Yeah, and she's, like, seen, like, nice things and also some, like, terrifying.
Oh, that's scary
things. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, that's just being your normal, like,
I wouldn't like
seeing things like that. Like, I do believe that there are people that just have that gift.
Yeah.
And can see.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy to think about, because then you go into the conversation of, like, okay, well, what goes beyond this life? And then, like, it just, like, hurts my brain to kind of think about, when I really think about life and think about space.
Yeah.
And, like, it is crazy. It hurts my brain to think about everything. But
yeah. You know, but what's so comforting, I think, at least I'm someone, I believe in, like, good spirits, bad spirits, you know? And I believe, like, all of our loved ones are, like, very much still with us. And something that I just remember is, like, yeah, there's probably, like, a lot of bad people and things and whatever, spirits who have passed. But, like, the good is so much greater in my brain. Like, I just know, like, that the people that, like, are, like, ancestors of mine, my mother and, like, my grandma and, like, so many people just, like, so, like, they protect and rally for me. Not to say, like, that bad things don't happen in my life, because obviously they do. But I think that from, like, a spiritual perspective, I feel very protected. Also because I don't go seek things out, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think it's kind of like what you invite into your life oftentimes. Not to say that, like, that's the case for everyone, you know, that has those kind of encounters. But, like, my husband, literally growing up, his address was 666. He had paranormal crap happening in his house all of the time. The house was for sure haunted. And he was, like, such an innocent young boy. But I think that that's, like, when, oh my gosh, kids are haunted. Like, the way that they're so impressionable and, like, things, you know, want to, like, make impacts on them.
Yeah.
That is freaky to me. And, like, I'm not excited for, like, when my kids are scared of things like that, because I will also be scared.
No, the way I would lose my mind. Also, I do agree. I believe that too, that, like, loved ones do rally for you.
100%.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But no, I would absolutely lose my mind if I have a child one day. I hope to have a child one day, but if I have a child one day and says, like, they're talking to an imaginary friend. But, like, I don't know. There's movies about this.
Yeah.
Like, not just a normal, cute, imaginary friend.
Yes.
Like, that is so scary. Yeah. Because kids are so impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
I would lose my mind.
I know. It is pretty spooky. Okay. Last story that we have says, this is from our boy Bridger. He's probably our only male listener besides our dads.
He's a true. He listens to all our episodes.
We love him. Shout out to Bridger. Okay, here's the story. I call this thing the dog man. I can't say if it was a skinwalker or what this...
The word!
What this still actually creeps me out to this day, and I'll never forget. So this was a few years ago when I was working really early mornings doing construction and that kind of thing. It was in the winter sometime, probably about 5 a.m. So the sun wasn't even up yet. Still really cold and pitch black dark. I just got in my truck and was driving down the road that we live on. And I should mention that there are no street lights on a part of the road. So it was pretty dark and I couldn't see except using my headlights. I was going about 15 to 20 miles per hour and my headlights came up on something in the road. I thought it was just a black dog kind of running along in front of me. As I got closer, I realized it was not a dog, but someone or something wearing black clothes running on all fours like a bear or dog.
That's
and
what
running
I saw.
Pretty fast, probably 10 miles per hour. I was like 15 feet behind it and didn't care. I put my brights on to see what it was. It just kept running and never even stopped or looked up at me or my truck and just didn't or my truck and just didn't move at all. Just running in the middle of the night on the road, I stepped on the gas and was out of there. I don't know what or who it was. And didn't stick around to find out. I called my wife instantly and told her to lock all the doors and to get my gun just in case. But nothing happened and we never saw it again.
Bye.
Ah, no, seriously. It's like if we just read that story with the context of who that came from, they're like, these girls are such liars. Like, what girl is waking up at the butt crack of dawn?
No,
that to go do that.
Oh my gosh, that is so parallel to my story.
Oh, I know.
Like driving super dark, no lights around, all fours going through.
That's like what my mother-in-law and I were talking about is like how they're like shapeshifters. Like you can't tell what it is because it looks human-like, but like on all fours. Like
mine also had an elephant trunk, the one I saw. Yeah, no, imagine a human on all fours with an elephant trunk. That's
like
what
you
I
just
saw
like a little malnourished elephant.
Yeah, like I'm not, but like it was like on all fours kind of moving like a monkey. Like, I'm not kidding.
That's freaky.
Like, Jason was there, too. And there was another car passing at the same time. So, I wonder if they saw it, too.
Oh, frick. But like,
I swear, you guys, I am not making this up.
That's actually really scary.
One. And Jason saw one turn in from a dog into a human when lightning flashed. He literally saw that with his own eyes.
Mm.
Like, there's spooky stuff out here. There really
is. I hate
is.
That. I hate that so much. Okay, well, we are going to go say a prayer. So spooky. I don't really have a ton of spooky stories myself, but like mine are just like real life living people who were scary to me growing up, you know, like it's not as much like paranormal as much as I wish these people could have been.
You're like, can you be a ghost and just like disappear?
Yeah.
Can I like bless you away?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Probably one of the bats falling.
It sounded like a cough.
Oh, I did not hear a cough. I heard a piece of paper fall.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're spooked. So we're going to end this now so we can hurry and drive home. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if I have any spookies. Did you lock the door, though?
It's always locked.
Okay, okay. We're here at Flourish and we're the only ones here at night.
Yeah, this is never doing this again. Anything?
I swear I did, but now I can't think.
We'll stay over next week.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Alita's like, stop.
No,
we're getting out of here right now.
Pain in my stomach. See ya.
And I'm like, no, let's stay.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. If you have any requests for any topics, let us know. Next week will be our last spooky episode of the month. I'm so sad about that.
Oh my gosh, crazy. Went by so fast.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
That's all we got for you guys today. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.